The following program is Music Time in Africa for broadcast on Sunday, December 7th, 1980 at 18 hours 30, Greenwich Mean Time. It's Music Time in Africa. Good evening, friends, and welcome to Music Time in Africa. I'm Rita Rochelle, and this is Voice of America's special weekly music show featuring the best in African music. I'm so glad you're joining me this evening, and it's my pleasure to be your music guide once again for the rich, the beautiful sounds of authentic African music by some of Africa's finest musicians and cultural groups. I have a very special program lined up for you today, and it begins with this recording of Africa's Now Sound. This is the music of François Louga of Ivory Coast, with an invitation to get up and dance. The dynamic music of François Lugard of Ivory Coast. A nice way to begin this musical evening get-together. And in case you've just tuned in, I'm Rita Rochelle, and this is Music Time in Africa, coming to you on the Africa service of the Voice of America, the station that brings you the best, whether it's music or news, about Africa and the rest of the world, with special features and reports to keep you well-informed about people, places, and things. Music Time in Africa is broadcast each Sunday at 18 hours 30 GMT on the 11, 13, 16, 19, 25, 41, 49, and 75 meter bands shortwave. There's also a special edition of Music Time in Africa Sunday mornings, right after the 7 hours GMT news. So I hope you can find time to listen to both shows, friends. Today, December 7th. The people of Ivory Coast are celebrating National Independence Day. The various ethnic groups that make up the 5.5 million people of the Republic of Ivory Coast are celebrating with music and dancing throughout the country. So, in tribute to this important day for the Republic of Ivory Coast, my colleague, the music man, Leo Sarkisian, and I have prepared this very special program, featuring music of some of the various peoples in the country. I'm going to begin with traditional music of the Baole, who live in the central and eastern part of the country. This recording is music for a folk dance called Panda, performed by both men and women. The male dancers beat sticks together, and the women clap hands to the accompaniment of several drums, iron bells, and calabash rattles. This next recording is also dance music of the Baole. It was made in the village of Brikro in the eastern part of the country and recorded during an important folk festival. A group of more than 30 singers and dancers have formed a large circle in the center of the village after having entered the village grounds in a long line to the sounds of an antelope horn and gourd rattles. The dance is performed in a crouching position and on the knees. You've been listening to dance music of the Baolé and the Republic of Ivory Coast, part of our tribute to the National Independence Day of that country, being celebrated today, December 7th. Next is music of the Senufo, another important people of the Ivory Coast, who live in the northern part of the country. Characteristic of Senufo music are the xylophone orchestras, the most popular music groups at most festive occasions. In this example we've chosen, there are four xylophones, each with 12 notes, and accompanied by three kettle drums. The players wear iron jingles around their wrists to enhance the rhythmic tempo of the drums and the dance music. Thank you. Living in the deep equatorial forest and high mountainous region in the western part of the Republic of Ivory Coast are the Dan, who, like the Senufo and Baole, still retain their ancient customs and musical traditions. I think this recording of Dan music, which comes from our music man's own personal collection, is an excellent example of Dan music making, especially the typical call and response singing style. That was folk music of the Dan people who live in the western part of Ivory Coast. Among the many types of traditional dances of the Dan, there's a most interesting performance by young girls during the coming-of-age ceremonies. According to Leo, our music man, the dance originally belonged to the Malinke people and was probably brought down from the north from Guinea and Mali during past migrations. It's a sword dance. The young girls taking part in the coming-of-age festival enter the village square, singing and holding up swords high over their heads, and dancing to the accompaniment of hourglass-shaped drums. The drums are of the armpit pressure type found throughout most of West Africa. This rare recording of the sword dance was made in the region of Mon in the western part of the country.
I'm gonna go.
with now this last example of traditional music of Ivory Coast is a recording of the kota, an Mbira-type hand piano. The instrument has a calabash resonator attached underneath the soundboard, amplifying the sounds of the metal strips on the face of the board. This is one of my favorites in our collection of Ivorian music. Well, friends, you've been listening to music from Ivory Coast. My colleague Leo Sarkisian and I prepared this program of Ivorian music as a special tribute for the celebration of National Independence Day of the Republic of Ivory Coast. And to round out the program, I have dance music by the Bro Felix Band of Ivory Coast coming up next, but right now I'd like for you to stay with me as I take a quick moment to give you my address. It's Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., 20547 USA. We'd love to hear from you. Do drop us a line. This is the music of Bro Felix and his dance band.
Come on, school.
Thank you so very much for being with me this evening, friends. I always look forward to these Sunday get-togethers, and as you know, we always try to bring you good music on Music Time in Africa, the program that brings you the best in African music. I'll be back next Sunday at this time, so I'm inviting you to join me then. Right now, stay tuned for a summary of the latest news coming up next. This is Rita Rochelle saying so long for now and wishing you all the very best.